Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Tvad avagami na beti bhavaduta shubha shubhayor. Guna vigunan vayam tali deha britam chagida. Anu jugaman vaham sa guna gita param paraya. Shravana Brito Yatas Tvama Apavarga Gatir Manu Jai.
Shravana Brito Yatas
Tvama Tvadavagami Naveti Bhavaduta Shubha Shubhayo. Guna vigunan vayam sadhi deha britam chagira. Anujugaman vaham sa guna gita paramparaya. Shravana Vitaya Tastama Apavarga Gatir Manu Jai. Vadavagami na veti bhavaduta shubha shubhayor.
Abhiguna vayam sahideha vitam chagira.
Guna vigunam vayam tarideha vitam chagira. Anu yugaman vaham sa guna gita paramparaya. Shravana vitaya tasvam apavarga gatir manu jai.
Thank you.
But you, Navagami, one who understands, Navetti, does not pay regard, Bhavat, from you, Utta, rising, Shubha Ashubhayo, of the auspiciousness and inauspiciousness. Guna viguna, of good and bad. Anvayan, to the attributions. Tahari, consequently. Deha bhritam, of embodied living beings. Cha, also. Gira, the words. Anuyugam, in every age. Anvaham, every day. Saguna, O you who are endowed with qualities. Gita, of recitation. Paramparaya, by the chain of succession. Shravana, through hearing. Bhrita, carried. Yataha, because of this. Tvam, you. Apavarga, of liberation. Gatihi, the ultimate goal. Manujai, by human beings, descendants of Manu.
That's why I always say Jayatam Surito Pangur. The Pangur means name. Pangur. Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsarvasva Patambojo Radha Madhana Mono. Yeah. So the translation and the purport to that verse, when I started reading this, the first word grabbed me. So we'll get back to this first word after we get finished all the other words. When a person realizes you, when a person realizes you, what happens? He no longer cares about his good and bad fortune arising from past pious and sinful acts, since it is you alone who controls his good and bad fortune. Such a realized devotee can also, such a realized devotee also disregards what ordinary living beings say about him. Each day he fills his ears with the glories, with your glories, which are recited in every age by the unbroken succession of Manu's descendants, and thus he becomes, and thus you become his ultimate salvation. purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Text 39 clearly states that impersonalistic renunciants will continue to suffer birth and death. One may ask if this suffering is justified, since renunciant status should exempt him from suffering, whether or not he has a devotional attitude. As the Shruti mantra states, the perpetual glory of a Brahmin is never increased or diminished as a result of any of his activities. Brihat Aranyaka Upanishad 4.4.28. To counter this objection thus arise, the personified Vedas offer this prayer. Impersonalistic jnanis and yogis do not qualify for full relief from the reactions of karma, a privilege reserved only for those who are tvad avgami, pure devotees, constantly engaged in hearing and chanting topics concerning the personality of Godhead. The devotees hold firm to the Supreme Lord's lotus feet by their unrelenting Krishna consciousness. And so they need not strictly adhere to the ritual commands and prohibitions of the Vedas. They can fearlessly ignore the apparent good and bad reactions of work. They do only for the Supreme Lord's pleasure, and they can equally ignore whatever others may say about them, whether praise or condemnation. A humble Vaishnava absorbed in the pleasure of Sankirtan, glorification of the Lord, pays little heed to the praise of himself, whether he assumes mistaken and happily accepts all criticism which he deems appropriate. When I read this part, who does one naturally think of? What is the verse that one naturally thinks of? Anybody? Oh, that's one. I was thinking of a different person who brought that. He was just a little bit beforehand, like two spiritual masters before Lord Chaitanya arrived. There's a verse, maybe I'll read this one. It might have been before. He has a very nice, well, I was thinking of 2.4.4 in the Bhagavatam, because it's in the purport, it also states the reason. And it fits right in here nicely. So in 2.4.4, it says, the great sages, the great soul Maharaj Parikit, O great sages, excuse me, the great soul Maharaj Prickett, constantly wrapped in thought of Lord Krishna, knowing well of his imminent death, renounced all sorts of food of activities. Namely, so here's a breakdown of what those are. Acts of religion, Kaitava Dharma, economic development, and sense gratification, and thus fixed himself firmly in his natural love for Krishna, and ask all these questions exactly as you were asking me. So in the purport there, it's a fairly long purport. I'm going to just go to the this one part here. It says, Srila Madhavinda Puri, the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, took leave of all karma kandiya obligations in the following words. Who knows that one? Sandhya. That's it. Oh, yeah, easier said than done. Here's what it translates to. O my evening prayer, all good unto you. O morning bath, I bid you goodbye. O demigods and forefathers, please excuse me. I am unable to perform any more offerings for your pleasure. Now I have decided to free myself from all the reactions of sin simply by remembering anywhere and everywhere the great descendant of Yadu, the great enemy of Kamsa, Lord Krishna. And I think that this is sufficient for me. So what is the use of further endeavors? So we also know that Narada Muni, he taught the 11,000 sons of Daksha, Kim Asat Karma Bir Bhavet. Kim Asat Karma Bir Bhavet. What is the use of doing anything temporary? It doesn't exist. Or it won't exist. And then he says one more prayer, which fits very nicely with this same place that we're reading. Let the sharp moralists accuse me of being illusioned. I don't mind. Experts in Vedic activities, smart as I guess, they may slander me as being misled. How can you do this? Friends and relatives, they call me frustrated. Yeah. My brother, he might call me a fool. So how many, six people already have been blasted. I mean, so what do they say? He's illusioned, slandered, misled, frustrated, fool. Oh, there's one more. The wealthy Mammonites may point me out as being mad. He could be making so much money, he's wasting his time. Get a job. The learned philosophers. Oh, one more group. So what are the learned philosophers? What are they going to say? They have something to say. He's puffed up. He's just must. He may assert that I'm much too proud. Still, my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, although I'm unable to do it. So we'll continue on with this purport. One receives the authorized chanting of the Supreme Lord's glories by faithfully hearing from the sons of Manu. This morning you were reading something very nice, Kaliapani, about how it's coming into cyclic succession and gives the full effect. So it's always interesting how it lines up with what's being said in the verse here. The disciplic succession of saintly Vaishnavas coming down through the ages. These sages emulate well the example of Swayambhuva Manu, the forefather of mankind. Can we read that? It's okay. Although Swayambhuva life gradually came to an end, his long life, consisting of a Manva avatar era, was not spent in vain, since he always engaged in hearing, contemplating, writing down, and chanting the pastimes of the Lord, Bhagavatam 3, 22, 35. Next paragraph. Even if a neophyte devotee falls from the standard of proper behavior by the force of his past bad habits, the all-merciful Lord does not reject him. So there's a couple places that immediately you think of for verses. Okay, we have some verses here. So as Lord Krishna states, so this is also the continuation of like 9:30 Bhagavad Gita, which is considered saintly. And then there's also 1:5:19 that they don't actually become non-devotees. Anyway, for those who live in Bhadra Krishna, the district of Mathura, I am the object of all worship. Even if the residents of that place fail to properly cultivate the religious principles that one should observe in the holy land, they still become devoted to me just by virtue of living there. Even if Kali, the present age of quarrel, has them in his grip, they will get credit for living in this place. My devotee who lives in Mathura is just as dear to me as you, Brahma, and your sons, Rudra, and his followers. And then the concluding prayer that Srila Sridhar Swami prays at each verse. So this one is, and this is what he said. He prayed, O Madhava, please let me understand you so that I will no longer experience the entanglement of material pleasure and pain. Or else, just as good, please give me a taste for hearing and chanting about you. In that way, I will no longer be a slave to ritual injunctions. So just like there's, as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. There's different processes that people follow, like smartas. We sometimes use them as a something that they do wrong, like in kind of a niyamagraha way. But their devotion is in doing the rituals that they have, trying to do everything as perfectly as they can. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the etavad, the up to Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. In that verse, that's Srup Damodar. He gave this verse that he says, for the confidential reason that Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya, he says, desiring to understand the glories of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in Krishna that she alone relishes by her love, and the wonderful, and the happiness that she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Mother Sachi, just like the moon appears from the ocean. So why did I use that verse here? So that here in the beginning, it says, when a person realizes you, he no longer cares about good or bad arising from his past activities. So then I was also thinking about the, there's a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If I thought of it a little earlier, we could have sang it. Kapi habi bolo sedi namo. You know that one? Kapi habi bolo sedi namo. Does anybody know the song? Anyway, it's saying, when or when will that day be mine? When or when? So this when, we're understanding that we're in the process of devotional service. And we're understanding, it says, so what happens when they realize this? So this world realizes, this is also a fascinating word. It's translated differently in different places. In 11.2.42, the three things that happen simultaneously, bhakti, para ishvara, anicca. Okay, so it says, ooh. So he says, something happens with devotion. When devotion is personified in Radharani, and she's giving her access to Krishna by devotion. So we're coming in touch with Krishna. And what happens when you touch fire? You get burnt. What happens when you touch ice? You get cold. What happens when you touch Satchitananda, you get Satchitananda. So, in that experience, Anubhava, there's a nice verse that comes to mind now, is 6.4.38. We're going to go to 31 purport, but I can read through it if you'd allow me. Since we were already talking about him, he did something right here, 6.4. He's generally known for other activities, but these 6.4 Bhagavatam is the Hamsaguya prayers. We know a couple of them. But so we're going to do 35. We'll start with 35, just the English, because 6.4.35. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is extremely affectionate to his devotees, was very pleased by the prayers offered by Daksha. So we should always think of how powerful prayers are to offer them, especially nice ones like that. Thus, he, that's Krishna or Vishnu, appeared at the holy place known as Agama Mar Sarna. O Maharaj Prickett, best of the Kuru dynasty, the Lord's lotus feet rested on the shoulders of his carrier Garuda, and he appeared with his eight long, mighty, very powerful, very beautiful arms. In his hand he held a disc, conch shell, sword, shield, arrow, bow, rope, and club, in each hand a different weapon, all brilliantly shining. His garments were yellow and his bodily hue deep bluish. His eyes and face were very cheerful, and from his neck to his feet hung a long garland of flowers. His chest was decorated with a kastuba jewel and the mark of Sri Vatsa. On his head was a gorgeous round helmet, and his ears were decorated with earrings resembling sharks. All these ornaments were uncommonly beautiful. The Lord wore a golden belt on his waist, bracelets on his arms, rings on his fingers, ankle bells on his feet. Thus decorated by various ornaments, Lord Hari, who is attracted to all the living entities of the three worlds, is best known as Purushottama, the best personality. He was accompanied by great devotees like Narada, Nanda, all the principal demigods, led by the heavenly king Indra, and the residents of various upper planetary systems such as the Siddhalokas, Gandharvalokas, Charnalokas, situated on the both sides of the Lord, and behind him as well, devotees offered him prayers continuously. So if we'll jump to, 41. Well, I guess we should read it. I guess I'll read 40 and then we'll go to 41. 40 is, seeing that wonderful and effulgent form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prajapati Daksha, was first somewhat afraid, but then he was very pleased to see the Lord, and he fell to the ground like a stick, dandavats, to offer his respects to the Lord. So then, this is what happens. What we're talking about is, in this verse, is when one realizes Krishna. So here's another example. We have quite a few examples of what takes place and then what the result is. So then the next verse, which is 41, is it? As rivers are filled by water flowing from a mountain, all Daksha's senses were filled with pleasure because of his highly elevated happiness. Daksha could not say anything, but simply remained flat on the ground. And then here's a little bit about that, what we're talking about, when one realizes, which was in today's verse, I think, when a person realizes. So that was the first five words of this verse, per translation. When one actually realizes or sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's filled with complete happiness. So that's when we say Kabi Habibo. For example, when Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord in his presence, he said, Swamin. How many people know that those three or four words? One, two, three, four, maybe more that aren't going to raise their hand. Okay, and this is, he says, which translates as, my dear Lord, I have nothing to ask from you. Now I am completely satisfied. Similarly, when Daksha saw Supreme Lord in his presence, he simply fell flat, unable to speak or ask for anything. So if we notice the nature of the mind, which we usually get exposed to quite a few moments of our awakened consciousness, it's generally asking for something or commenting on something. And in the context of a karmakanda point of view of the world, I am the body, I am the enjoyer, this world, if I can move it around and I won't be afraid, I'll try to have some enjoyable things, some security. So all that is based on the false identification with the material elements that we hear about over, actually every time that we talk about with devotees. It starts off with Prabhupada's little cliche statement, you're not this body. But to understand what that means is self-realization. So this is also explaining this self-realization, because the premise of that, we're not this body. Therefore, because we're not made of matter, matter can never satisfy us. And then matter is expanded to this body, this mind. There's eight that Krishna gives that are separating us from him. So in electricity, when two things touch, they make a good circuit. So yoga means to touch Krishna, come in contact with Krishna. But sometimes, like I just had a problem yesterday, I couldn't figure this out. Everything looked fine. It was a dirty connection. And the dirt in the connection makes it insulation, and the thing doesn't work. So we also have a connection with Krishna, but it's a dirty connection. And it's funny, now that it just popped in my mind, the next thing that happens in one of those dirty connections is they heat up. And they burn, and that's how you get fires from the dirt in the connection, generates heat. So this material world is, it burns like fire because of a dirty connection. When we were growing up, they used to have things called dirty books based on material sense gratification. I don't know what they use now, but I think they just have a more graphic term. But anyway, so we understood that it's the dirt in the heart. So this process that we have is to cleanse that. So of course, Krishna is a hoaxaja. So how do you come in contact with Ahoksaja? Because that means he's not available to the senses, isn't it, Ahoksaja? Oh. Who knows the derivation of that word? How's it broken down, Ahoksaja? Ahoksaja, Ahoksaja. Oh, beyond the alphabet. Ah, from anything that you can say, from A to Z. Aksha. So, that means our senses, there's another verse about that one, the senses are, yeah, that's it, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, that same one, that you can't touch Krishna with your material senses. So that's because the senses are covered. It's not that you have no senses. These are just covered senses. They're little, they need to be dusted off. So then you can feel Krishna, right? Krishna, and here's what's talking about here when a person realizes Krishna. So when do you start to feel Adoshvara, Sadasanga, Bhajana Kriya, Narta Nivritti, Bhajana, Ruchi, Ashakti. So sometimes it says in Bhava, one has genuine feelings. It's the blooming, isn't it? The buds are Ashakti, the blooming flower is Bhava, and then the fruit is Prema. So as the as this continues along, so one of the things that one experiences under the symptom of Bhava is that Krishna and his name are non-different. So, since he's Ahoksaja, can that be explained? It's not exactly explained. It's explained like a map explains how to get somewhere, but it doesn't take you there. It does in one sense, but it requires another function to actually do it. Sambandha Abhideya. So in this Abhideya, then you can get to Prayojana. So this process that we're learning how to internally recognize all this is fruit of activities. And when it talks about controlling the mind, it means, you, first of all, you recognize what the mind's saying and who's saying it and where it's going to take you if you listen to it. And that's why it says it becomes less powerful, that 325.18, is it? By following Krishna consciousness, the material nature acts less strongly. But in Bhagavad Gita 270, incessant flow of desires that are entering into the ocean, rivers that are entering into the ocean. So it's, as long as one's embodied, these thoughts may be there, but one doesn't listen to them or pay them attention or see all the words. It's they're not so significant, even though they're there. It may seem a little rude if someone's talking and you're not paying attention. You know, if I get all these thoughts being downloaded, but they're not politically correct anymore to say, so I'm battling these things. But sometimes someone talks too much, and other people, after a while, don't listen to them. You know, every once, my daughter sometimes, she would say, she called it the smile and nod. She's a professional, so people talk to her all the time, and she doesn't really care or interested to listen. So she developed this technique called the smile and nod. And then every once in a while, she knows she has to say, uh-huh. And you have to place it just right. So, and I also recall that one time when Srila Prabhupada was asked, what about all the things your parents, back when the parents weren't devotees, were saying to you? He says, you agree with everything they say, and then don't do anything they say. Because they would, you know, how many times when we were young into the movement, when our parents gave us money, and they said, now this is for you. You don't give this to the temple. This is for you. You buy something for yourself. You say, okay, mom. And then you go and buy something for the temple, right? And it was just the way things were. So my wedding present, they gave me this nice vehicle. It had a little top on it. Within 2 weeks, it was out on traveling Sankirtan party. You know, of course, they forgot to check the oil, and they blew it up. So 6 months, 6 months later, when my parents came down to see it, it was already gone. But they got put through a lot. So at the same time, as advice on how to deal with the mind. The mind says so many things. Uh-huh, uh-huh, okay. But then you don't do anything. And, of course, we had an example of Haridas Thakur with the prostitute. Okay, as soon as I finish my rounds, just wait a little longer. Okay, okay, but then you don't do anything. So it's another method that it's not that it changes the mind. I know one time I said something to my mind like, why don't you become different? And the mind says, you're thinking of the intelligence, that's next door. I'm the mind, this is what I do. You know? So, okay, we listen to what it says, but we just don't listen, we just don't do what it says. And that way you don't start a whole conversation. Okay, you know, like, oh, that's another thing. Boy, there's a lot of stuff I have to censor nowadays. Anyway, so I'm going to read the verse again because the time is up. When a person realizes you, he no longer cares about good or bad fortune arising from past pious and sinful activities. That's talking about the karmakanda sections. Now we understand through the process of hearing for so long that there's two divisions of existence. One's material, one's spiritual. They have different operating systems. They have different ways that they maneuver. The material one is called the karma section. It's based on performing positive or negative fruit of activities. It's called duality. It generates the bodily conception of life within the concept that you can enjoy this world. That's one concept, and a lot of stuff's based on that. Most society, friendship, and love, practically speaking, everything in this material world, except Prabhupada's mercy, has given us a society where we can come together, but there's restrictions. They have that word prajalpa. In the early stages, we understand prajalpa means village talk, gramya, gramya kata. Did you know what so-and-so did? Oh, let me hear. Gramya kata. So there was prajalpa. And I don't know if any of us have been around long enough to remember the Blind Uncle Band. The Blind Uncle Band, that was when Kalakanta used to put on this wonderful performance during, usually around Thanksgiving. We had it, and he had a group of people, and they had this wonderful ones. Maybe we could get the lyrics, but he sang them to songs that were... He sang that one to Maria from West Side Story. Pajalpa. Anyway, he was very a good songwriter. I'll see if I can find it. That's not mine. But anyway, so if we give up these things and we just talk about Krishna, because this verse is talking about, I'll read the rest of it if I can. Such a realized devotee also disregards ordinary living beings, what they say about him. Because what are they going to say? We had Madhavendra Puri saying, we got, six groups there, right? He had six different groups. And practically speaking, that covers everybody. Your family members, the rich people, the philosophers, the Vedanta people, moralists. I mean, basically, everybody's going to say something, but he disregards it. He says, okay. Every day, what's he do? He fills his ears, Karnapur, with your glories, which are recited in every age. So, of course, we think of also the 10.14.3 verse. Who knows the 10.14.3 verse? Do I have to give the first couple words? Come on. Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya quoted as the first one that he accepted. Could be, I can't tell from what you say, but I can tell you in a second, I pull up my little remote memory here. Jnani Prayasam Upasant. Okay, yeah, why don't you say it? You got the microphone, don't you? And I just know two words out of that one. Ajita Jito.
Ajita Jito.
Which is, for those, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, and with their body, words, and mind, offer all respects to the descriptions of your personality and activities, like we read today, dedicating their lives to these narrations, hearing them, distributing them, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees. Certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So the unconquerable becomes conquered by this process. Avarujite? Is it Avarujite? What's the second verse of the Avarujite? He becomes captured, packed up, compacted in your heart. So, any questions or comments?
Yeah.
Ooh, got one.
You're talking about, I have to talk to this man? Okay.
About what?
Hi.
Hi.
You're talking about the mind is saying, go here, go there, do this, do that, I want, I don't want, attraction, repulsion, etc. And then you talked about other people complimenting you, insulting you, and you're indifferent to that. But I think it's very significant to consider, can one do that mechanically? No.
It says, after you realize, when or when will that day be mine? When those things happen, it's a change of identity based on going from an enjoyer to a servant, and the humility of serving Krishna in all situations.
Okay. That was a rhetorical question on my part, if that's the right word. Well, I wasn't looking for an answer. Oh. The point is, the mind is looking for fulfillment, just like the soul is looking for this. The only thing is, the mind can't fulfill us, so the mind can never be fulfilled either. So that switch takes place when we begin to understand the satisfaction of the soul. Then we can say, who needs all this? And then not only detachment, but knowledge. One can see that this will never satisfy me. And when I have my satisfaction, then when those dictates arise within me, we see, later.
That's why there's that Kim Asat Karma Bir Bhavet. Who's he talking to? Kim Asat. So now if you look at Sat is faction, if you even just take the English word, Sat is fact, as opposed to Asat Kim Karma Bir Bhavet. So you have to give up the asat if you want to be sat is fact. So you have to get the sat is fact. You know how to spell satisfaction? Sat is fact. But you have to be on. So if I'm on, I get sat is fact, I'm on. Simple.
That's what the Rolling Stones sang, right?
No, they couldn't get any.
Nobody can get.
Because they didn't have the sat. Sat, chit. You got to have the chit to get the sat, and you have to have the ananda to get the chit to get the sat. So we say, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima.
Sat, chit, ananda. So we need to have the bliss, and then we become detached.
Well, Well, you serve the bliss because it's not really your bliss. You're serving the bliss.
Well,
whose bliss is it anyway?
I don't know. I have to really think that one over. I'm going to retire.
It comes from the purport to 13.5 Bhagavad Gita, where there's five stages of Brahman realization. So the fourth stage is Vigyan. You get to see everything clearly. So when you're seeing everything clearly, you know which side your bread's buttered on. So when it says when you serve Krishna, he's the Ananda. He has the Ananda potency. So when you're serving Krishna, you're touching the Ananda. But how do you touch is through, that's why we're saying Sri Radhaya Panai Mahima, is the glories of devotional service. The devotional service is under whose potency? It's the Hridini Shakti. So Krishna says it's only by bhakti that I can be known. So with the Hridini, you have access, the chit automatically is serving the Hridini in the aspect that we're how to serve Krishna. What does Krishna like? Anukulena, you have to know what Krishna likes if you want to give him. So you want to learn what does Krishna like. And then when you do anything in devotional service can be relished eternally. Because it's a different type of piety. It's sat. It's no loss or diminution means it's sat. That's permanent on your record. You're experiencing something that can be relished forever. And it says even if you fall away from progressive devotional service, you won't lose that. In fact, you'll remember that over and over again. That's at 1519 where Narada Muni's talking to Vyasadeva. He says, somehow or other, if a devotee falls down, he actually never comes back to being a fruitive worker, even though he may try or imitate, because he'll keep remembering that Sat Ananda. Sat Ananda? He'll remember them. Is that all right? You're happy? Okay. Jai, all glories of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.